Saturday, 34-week Ordinary Time 1. First reading from the book of the prophet Daniel, chapter 7, verses 15 to 27. I, Daniel, found my spirit and waited within its covering of flesh. And I was terrified by the visions of my mind. I approached one of those present and asked him what all this means in truth. In answer, he made known to me the meaning of the things. The four red beasts stand for four kingdoms which shall arise on the earth. But the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingship to possess it forever and ever. But I wish to make certain about the four beasts, so very terrible and different from the other, devouring and bruising with its iron teeth and bronze claws, and trembling with its feet what were left, about the ten horns on its head, and the other one that sprang up, before which three horns fell, about the horn with the eyes and the mouth that spoke arrogantly, which appeared greater than its fellows. For as I was, that horn make war against the Holy One and were victorious until the Ancient One arrived. Judgment were pronounced in favor of the Holy One of the Most High, and the time came when the Holy One possessed the kingdom. He answered me thus, the four beasts shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, different from all the other. It shall devour the whole earth, beat it down, and bruise it. The ten horns shall be ten kings rising out of that kingdom. Another shall rise up after them, different from those before him, who shall lay low three kings. He shall speak against the Most High and oppress the Holy One of the Most High, thinking to change the feast day and the law. They shall be handed over to him for a year, 2 years, and a half year. But when the court is convened and his power is taken away, by final and absolute destruction, then the kingship and dominion and majesty of all the kingdom under the heaven shall be given to the holy people of the Most High, whose kingdom shall be everlasting. All dominions shall serve and obey him. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 21, verses 34 to 36. Jesus said to his disciples, be aware that your heart do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that they catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Be alert and pray unceasingly. People need to realize that life is a continual fighting with three enemies the devil, the world, and one's own flesh. All the enemies are dangerous and stronger than them. How can people fight with such powerful enemies? Human weapons are to be alert and to pray without ceasing. Today's readings emphasize the fighting with the enemies and the way to overcome them. In the first reading, the prophet Daniel explained the vision of the four beasts, especially the fourth one, and the victory of God sang after the four beasts reigned. In the gospel, Jesus cautioned his disciples about the suddenness of what will happen in one life and his second coming. To counter this suddenness, all need to be alert and to pray incessantly. Second analysis, first reading. Their kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey them. Third point, a planning of the four wild beasts' vision. Daniel was answered, and the visions of his head alarmed him. He approached one of those who stood there and asked him the truth concerning all this. They make known to him the interpretation of the things. The four red beasts are the four kings who shall arise out of the earth, but the saint of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. Four beasts represented for four kingdoms that subsequently dominated the ancient Near East at that time. They are Assyria, Babylon, Persia, and Greek. Each symbol in the beast symbolizes four kings that govern in the kingdom. The two wings of the first beast represent the two Assyrian kings, Tiglath-Pileser III and Sargon. Three tusks in the mouth of the second beast represented for three Babylon kings, Nebuchadnezzar, Evil-Merodach, and Belshazzar. The third beast represented for the Persian kingdom. Its four wings represented the four Persian kings, Cyrus, Ahasuerus, Artaxerxes, and Darius. Second, the four beasts represented for the Greek kingdom. Third, the vision of the four beasts. Then I desire to know the truth concerning the four beasts, which were different from all the rest, exceedingly terrible, with its teeth of iron and claws of bronze, and which devoured and broke in pieces, and stamped the residue with its feet. And concerning the ten horns that were on its head, and the other horn which came up, and before which three of them fell, the horn which had eyes and a mouth that spoke great things, and which seemed greater than its fellows. As I looked, this horn made war with the saints and revelled over them, until the ancient of days come. And judgment were given for the saints of the Most High, and the time came when the saints received the kingdom. Second, the explanation of the four beasts. As for the four beasts, there shall be a four kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all the kingdoms, and it shall devour the whole earth, and trample it down, and break it to pieces. As for the ten horns, out of the kingdom, ten kings shall arise, and another shall arise after them. He shall be different from the former one, and shall put down all three kings. He shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and shall think to change the time and the law, and they shall be given into his hand for a time, 2 times and half a time. But the cause shall sit in judgment, and his dominion shall be taken away to be consumed and destroyed to the end. This was the description of King Antiochus IV Epiphanes. He marched the Jews, commanded them to forsake their ancestral religion to worship his idols, canceled out all Jewish law, the Sabbath, and all feasts, and severely punished those who disobeyed him. See 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verses 41 to 64. His kingdom was only temporal by the description of 3.5. It is only half of 7, the perfect number. This was the time to try and to purify the Jews before they could be victorious. Third, the Messiah age. After the ages of the four kingdoms of the four beasts is the age of the Messiah, which Daniel already mentioned in yesterday's passage. The Messiah had a figure of the Son of Man, but an origin from heaven. He received his dominion from the Ancient One, and his kingdom will last forever. Today's passage confirmed that vision. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Their kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey them. Second, the Gospel. Watch constantly, praying that you may have the strength to escape all the things that will take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. Third point, the worldly temptation. Jesus warned his disciples about shooting that could prevent them to prepare for the last day. Fourth, dissipation and drunkenness. Exceedingly eating make human body heavy and lazy. Such heavy body will not have power to accomplish anything. Out of control drinking make people drunk, and their minds are not clear to judge rightly. People must be temperate in eating and drinking so that they have a clear mind to understand God's teaching and to practice them. Second, caring too much for this life. Jesus taught a man not to serve two masters, God and mammon. Of course, a man needs to work to earn his living as he lives in this world, but he should not spend all his time to care for his material dimension. Jesus advised his audience, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him hath God the Father set his seal. See John chapter 6, verse 27. Jesus continually warned them, if you do not repent, that day come upon you suddenly like a snare, for it will come upon all who dwell upon the face of the whole earth. At that time, if one want to escape, it would be too late. Second point, the importance of praying. Jesus knew the importance of praying. He was constantly praying with his Father and taught his disciples how to pray. He advised his disciples that what they need to do in preparing for the last day, watch at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all the things that will take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. Praying increases the relationship between human and God. The more intimate of the relationship is, the more eager one prepares for his second coming. Application in life. We need to learn to know a future and everlasting life with God, since one cannot love what he doesn't know. The attraction of the immortal life, the attraction of the immortal life will help us to repair for it right in this world. If not, laziness and worldly temptation will make our mind heavy. We are not eager for his second coming, and we will be sorry when it comes. A life of intimate praying with God can be lacked because it increases our desire to meet the God we love. Amen.